Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel is pleasant. Jerusalem enjoys clear skies, while Tel Aviv remains warm and sunny. It's a lovely day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that U.S. military families are experiencing a roller coaster of emotions due to the Iran war. This comes with extended deployments and disrupted communications. Also, I-24 News has reported earlier that a Russian drone strike has triggered an ammunition warehouse blast near Kyiv. The explosion killed 27 people. Also this hour, from JTA, El Al's wartime resilience story reveals the airline's operational challenges amidst threats of bombs and airstrikes. Separately, JNS reports that Israel praises Finland's decision to end its funding for UNRWA. Israel encourages other nations to follow suit. And finally, in earlier reporting from JNS, Israel criticizes UNRWA for inciting violence and links its employees to the October 7th massacre. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, shared breaking news earlier today. He mentioned that Hakim Jeffries condemned Hassan Piker's antisemitism on CNN. Gideon Sa'ar, Israel's former justice minister, posted that Dutch representatives will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza. This decision follows a new Dutch law prohibiting trade involving Israeli products from certain regions. Belaz News reported that Israel's foreign minister, with approval from the prime minister, ordered the expulsion of Dutch diplomats. This move relates to the Dutch parliament's recent legislative actions. Let's go deeper, starting with the U.S. military family situation. According to the Times of Israel, families are dealing with emotional strain due to their loved ones' extended stays in the Middle East. This includes financial pressures and fears for their safety. The ongoing uncertainty affects morale and family dynamics. Turning to the Russian drone strike near Kyiv, as reported by I-24 News, the strike led to a significant explosion that resulted in numerous casualties. This incident highlights the ongoing volatility in the region and its impact on civilian safety. Meanwhile, the story of El Al's operations during wartime offers a glimpse into the airline's resilience. JTA reports that despite threats and challenges, El Al continued its operations, ensuring connectivity and service. This underscores the tenacity of the airline staff during difficult times. In a related development, Israel's response to Finland's decision to end UNRWA funding is significant. JNS notes Israel's call for other countries to take similar actions. This move is part of Israel's broader strategy to address what it perceives as UNRWA's negative impact on regional stability. Finally, the criticism of UNRWA by Israel is not new. JNS previously highlighted the agency's controversial role and its employees' alleged involvement in violent incidents. This criticism continues to shape diplomatic discussions and international aid strategies. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports on the renewal of a historic street in Jerusalem, inaugurated 60 years ago by the President of Iceland. This project aims to preserve cultural heritage while modernizing infrastructure. Separately, CTEC discusses the impact of server farms on Israel's electricity sector. With 10-1 projects in review, there's a significant demand for energy, prompting considerations for future resource management. And finally, from Globes, Israeli home sales have slowed down this summer. Financial reports indicate a downturn in sales, reflecting broader economic trends affecting the housing market. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.